And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
When last we left Mark Maron, he and a mysterious woman had confronted Condoleezza Rice herself. Now they were laying low at the mystery woman's luxurious penthouse apartment above Washington, D.C.
Snooping around the State Department had turned up fewer results in Ohio's third recount. The more I looked for answers, the more questions I found. Like, who is this mysterious woman? Why did she take me home? Why did she have a picture over the fireplace of G. Gordon Liddy in a dress? And most important of all, if I examined the picture of Liddy for clues, would that make me gay?
Relax, Mark. You look more overworked than Bush's spin doctor.
I'm not relaxing until you spill what the game is, doll. I don't like to operate in the dark.
Are you sure? Let me turn off the lights.
Well, I don't like to mix business with pleasure, so I'll try not to enjoy this.
How about this?
Okay, that'll enjoy.
Mark, is that your cell phone?
Put it on simmer, baby. This'll be quick. Talk and talk snappy.
Mark, it's Blanche, your assistant slash secretary
right. Yeah.
Slash receptionist
right.
Slash pro officer slash
yes.
Bookie
astrologist. Cut to the chase,
slash...
doll.
Listen, are you with some mysterious woman?
Why would you think a thing like that?
One of your snitches called, and he said he saw you duck into an apartment where a couple of dark, shadowy figures are lurking just outside the door at this very moment.
Yeah. Is this going anywhere?
I just had my hair done, and you haven't even said how nice I look.
Blanche, I can't see your hair. You're on the phone.
You never pay attention to me.
I gotta go.
Mark, I painted your office, and...
Let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. You were going to seduce me, and I swore not to enjoy it. Hit the lights. Ow! Hey, that's not fun. Wait, you're making it real easy for me not to enjoy this. Ow! Let go! The light came back on, and standing over me was Barbara Boxer in black ninja pajamas. She had one foot pressed down on my neck, hard as the Senate could have pinned Condoleezza Rice, if the Democrats either had a majority or chose to filibuster, as they're clearly permitted to do under Robert's Rules of Order. Hard. Get me?
Who are you, buddy? And what are you doing here?
Hey, is this a pajama party? I brought my toothbrush.
Bubba?
Hey, Mark. You can let him up, Barbara. He's okay.
So that's your game, is it, sister? You're working for Barbara Boxer.
Oh, I'm doing a lot more than that.
Buddy, it's time we told you what's going on. We are all part of...
Damn it, Blanche.
Who is the mystery woman? Isn't this the third week in a row when we haven't even said what her name is? Don't you find that annoying? And will Mark ever remove the Indiana Jones theme song from his cell phone? For God's sakes, the man is in his 40s. Find out next time when we hear Blanche say...
Do you think my shoes are pretty? I'll haul them up to the phone.
That's next time on... The Shadow Government. And later, join us for the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company Players production of Dragnet.
Tuesday, 4:55 a.m. I was working the morning shift uptown out of the Air America studio. I was looking for a real lowlife, a real dirtbag, a Weasley, sissy-faced guy named Maron, Mark Maron.
Riley, I'm sitting right here. Put your glasses on. And do you really have to call me Weasley and Sissy Face?
Don't play that pothead bebop for me, mister. Marijuana's the flame, heroin's the fuse, and LSD is the bomb.
Can't we just go to couples counseling?
That's later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.